We've had almost 2 weeks of incredible weather, and for Northern Ireland that really is impressive. Fingers crossed that our summer's not done and dusted, and so on the off chance it's not, I'm going to bring you some tips to stay safe in the sun. You might have recently heard about the teen who was assaulting people in Botanic Gardens, or the girl whose car was flipped over while she walked up the Cave Hill. The sun brings out everyone, and it can mean a lot of us let our guards down, while others take advantage of that. It's important to stay in a group when you can, and always keep your belongings close at hand. Another thing we tend to forget is to always wear sunscreen. Northern Ireland's version of a hot day is probably most hot countries' version of winter, but that doesn't mean the sun isn't doing damage. Sunscreen protects your skin from sun's ultraviolet or UV rays. Two types of UV rays, known as UVA and UVB, trigger harmful changes in your skin. The Skin Cancer Foundation recommends that everyone protect their skin by wearing sunscreen. But protection from the sunburn is not the most important reason to wear sunscreen. You want to reduce overall damage from the sun. Your skin can be harmed by constant sun exposure, whether or not you see a burn. Remember, sunburn is an immediate reaction, but damage from the sun occurs over a lifetime. Another thing that's very important is to stay hydrated. On those hot days when you're walking around, it's easy to not realize that you really need to be drinking a lot more water. So always carry a water bottle, or if you're studying for exams, keep a bottle on your desk. If you always have a bottle within arm's reach, it's very likely that you'll mindlessly sip from it throughout the day without having to make a conscious effort. And if those exams are making you feel a little frazzled, grab a glass of cold water, because studies show that people instantly feel more alert after drinking some. It's a simple and healthy way to snap out of that midday slump. Or if you don't want to just drink water, you can sip on a mug of herbal tea every evening, and if you make this a habit, you'll add an extra cup of fluid to your daily intake. And on top of that, it is considered more relaxing and a good way to de-stress. It's also good to eat a diet rich in whole foods. By eating water-rich foods like vegetables, fruit, and yogurt, you'll automatically up your fluid intake. On the other hand, processed foods like crisps, crackers, and baked goods have a minimal water content. So if you want to go out for a hike and you don't want to bring loads of bottles of water, you can bring some dried fruit or nut mixtures because they contain high amounts of potassium, sodium, protein, carbs, and calories. Though you will have to continue to drink water, these things will help with the process. Studies also show that you should avoid alcohol the day before a long period of exercise and avoid exercising with a hangover. If your body lacks fluids because of alcohol, it can sweat to cool off. If you're out in the hot sun, this can lead to heat stroke, a condition where your temperature rises to dangerously high levels. Symptoms of heat stroke include headaches, dizziness, sluggishness, disorientation, confusion, loss of consciousness, and seizures, among other symptoms similar to dehydration. Immediate cooling and replenishing of fluids is necessary to prevent permanent damage. Expert medical attention may be necessary in severe cases. So if you can't avoid that pint in the sun, make sure you set a reminder on your phone to apply sunscreen every 2 hours, and watch out for your friends as well. Remember, stay safe, and your memories of this summer will be great ones.